This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. You dial set correctly to USA Preparers. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. Dr. Margaret is with us, and we're going to be talking about strokes. This is part two. 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933 is the call-in number. Telephone listen line, 605-477-3249. Dr. Margaret, last time you were on with us, just a few days ago, you presented in a brilliant way what strokes are and what the family needs to know in order to give care to the stroke patient. Welcome, Dr. Margaret.
Welcome. Good morning to you. How are we doing today?
Well, wonderfully. And I was thinking this morning as I was walking around the farmhouse that for those who have not experienced what we are going to be talking about and what we did talk about a few days ago, good for you. But if you, the odds are that you will get a chance to experience someone in your family having a stroke, and it is a game changer. It will turn your world upside down. And let me give you just a simple example of man and dog, or woman and dog. So, as you know, we have an English Mastiff, a very large dog, a little over 200 pounds. And I was in the kitchen, and I was working on a fluorescent fixture. I was wiring it for the farmhouse. And our dog came over and sat next to me. Right, and he does. He kind of sits next to me and leans because he wants contact. And so I was working on this fixture, and he's leaning on me, and that wasn't good enough for him. He then took his head and placed it under my arm and lifted my arm up. He was telling me he wanted attention now. And I talked to him. I said, good boy, TJ. Thank you for coming over and helping me. And that wasn't good enough. He puts his paw on me, big, heavy paw. He wanted more attention. The attention I was giving him, talking to him and patting him on the head, that wasn't enough. And he was trying in his very best way to communicate with me that he needed something. It just happened to be attention that he needed. He wanted love and some hugs. And that is my analogy of what it must be like to be inside the body of a stroke patient who knows what's going on and is trying his or her best to get the message out. Is that accurate, or am I misrepresenting what it's like?
No, that's accurate. I'm going to do a couple of touches to what you said. First of all, aren't dogs wonderful conversationalists?
They sure are.
Very beautiful. I was thinking, as you were saying, that now what if you had a little child who could not yet talk or express correctly and did those same physical behaviors? Would your response be the same or different? That's just one thought. What I want to say first is, I was listening to you and Rick Miller talk about a variety of things yesterday, and you told that similar story about Thomas Jefferson. That's his name, right?
Yes. Yeah. TJ.
TJ the dog?
Yeah.
TJ.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah. So you told that story, and then Rick confirmed what you were saying, and then I thought, well, you know, there's an understanding, there's a concept, there's almost a rule when we study communication, and that is the receptive vocabulary is always greater than the expressive vocabulary. For example, we are talking about different issues today, and I'm using a vocabulary that's not really high, but it's not maybe common to some people who are listening. And I would bet they can understand more of what I say than they would be able to themselves then repeat. So we can know that people always have a larger, and animals, larger receptive vocabulary. They can understand more than they can actually use and express. Is that clear?
Oh, absolutely. Just listen to people try to explain things, and it comes out with, well, you know, like.
Yeah, you know, right.
Right.
And so what that does for me in terms of dealing with stroke patients is one thing we should do is try to build up that patient's receptive vocabulary. They might not be able to use it to express. But first of all, at least to me, I need to understand before I talk. A lot of people don't need to understand, and they just go right ahead and talk. I've had friends like that. But me and learning a second language, if I don't understand, I'm not going to talk. Okay? So and you can do this in so many words, and I want to repeat what I said last time. A lot of this is like teaching a young child to learn to speak. And, of course, speaking is accompanied by thinking. Okay, so today we're going to talk about some things that the caretakers can do in a very simple way. And I'm thinking of the caretakers being family members, those who live with the person, including the children. Some of the things I'm going to suggest, kids are delighted to do. They won't get bored doing it. An adult might, but they can do things with the patient who's trying to recover some capacities as well. Let me ask you this. Did anybody send in a question?
Yes, and I have Joey in Michigan. He's a USA Prepares instructor. He's calling right now, and he had some questions. And so welcome, Joey. You're on with Dr. Margaret. We're talking about strokes.
Good morning, Vince. Good morning, Dr. Margaret.
Hi, Joey. How are you?
Good. I heard your show the other day, which was awesome. But other questions like the particular person I'm working with, you know, they've lost not all their movement, but they've lost movement. Their muscles are more depleted. And how do you get, they communicate their brain patterns well, but how do you get the movements moving, the muscles reacting, reconnecting with the brain muscle barrier? You know, and then phobias and fears a person has, like, wow, am I going to fall? Will this happen again? I mean, those are all questions that when you can communicate with a person, you can get this out of them, whereas you've taken it to the extreme. Man, I didn't even know you could get that bad, but I guess there are people 4 and 5 months in rehab that they can't speak. Some people never speak. So, I mean, very interesting. And the last question is, because I don't want to take from you. You've got an hour.
Go right ahead.
But is there an electrical stimulation? Because I know they gave her a glove to put on but that didn't work for her hand. But her hand started working anyway a few days later. But is there any kind of electrical, whether you wear it on your earlobe, you attach to an outlet, whatever you do to get kind of like a TENS unit, but more optimum for stroke use?
You know, you probably have to ask Dr. Shealy. I am not a medical doctor. I'm a doctor of philosophy, a PhD. I'm an academic doctor.
Okay.
Of course, the brain damage that occurs with a stroke can affect, and frequently does, muscles and muscle function. And when I'm speaking right now, I'm feeling the muscles in my mouth moving. And I'm feeling my lips making, you know, they're doing work. The tongue has to move to a certain form, and the lips and the breathing has to go along. So certainly, muscle movement is involved in speech. It's also involved in nonverbal communication. But my bottom line right here is I am not a medical doctor. And I think what you're asking about in terms of physiological intervention is not what I do.
Here is my concern. What I listened to you say last week versus you said more in the hour. Norm will answer the question. I don't even like to say this, but I don't want to hear one word answer. Yep, no, uh-huh, no. That's not what I'm looking for. And you brought to life the detail of how tragic a stroke is, not just to the person, but to the family, the support around that person, because it's changed everybody's life. And it may be a change for the rest of all of everybody's life. But these other questions, you know, if you don't feel right answering them, and you don't have to be accurate, just your opinion as to what would it take to get the mind and the muscle in sync, if just moving an arm back and forth, you know, that movement creates thought. Those are the questions I have, and I'm not holding you to an answer, but right now I have no answer.
Okay, well, now you're making me remember when I was a child, and both of my parents were very athletic and all in all sorts of sports. And, but they moved us around a lot. Of course, you can't do this with a full grown adult, but my father would hold us up in the air in, you know, one hand, and here we are up in the air, just kind of floating and learning to keep our balance. They would lay down on their back and put their feet up in the air in their hands, and we would get on their feet and they would lift us up and we would maintain balance. So I'm thinking, you know, touch and move the person. Now, which is just what I naturally do. I mean, if I'm with somebody and I know their arm is not really doing what we want it to do, well then, and this answer might have several parts to it, but basically I would take their arm and say, okay, now I'm going to put my hands on your arm. Now we're going to stretch it out all the way. Okay, I'm going to hold your arm there. You always tell the person what you're going to do before you do it. Okay, because they might not understand what you're doing, and that is a place where fear comes from, where people start touching you and doing stuff to you, and you really don't know what's happening. If you do that to me and I'm not aware, I'm going to resist. So always talk through what you're doing. So we could do extending the arm out. Okay, let's push our arms out in the air. Or use a pillow. Or put their foot against you and say, okay, now push out. Now pull
Dr. Margaret,
in.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We're going into a break. Joe, please stay with us.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back. Because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt,
Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com. and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at GCNLive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Margaret's with us. She's in Spain. She's a PhD in many areas of speech. Professor, instructor, seminar leader, and now radio instructor. She's a senior USA Prepares instructor. And Joey's with us, and we're talking about strokes, your family, and I'm going to call this do-it-yourself, because no one is going to have more love. No one is going to have more love for your family than you are. And Dr. Margaret, you mentioned telling the stroke patient what you're going to be doing before you touch them, telling them what you're going to do. And Dr. Shuley, I've seen him do this. He's done it with me. He'll say, Vincent, may I take your hand? Here's what I'm going to do. Yes, please continue.
Okay, well, Joey, just try to tell me in a few other words exactly what the condition is of your patient. I get it that they have some physical mobility, muscle problems, but what's the communication level?
Oh, the communication's fine. The mental capacity's awesome. She actually gets around. She can actually walk without a cane, but she's using the cane just as preventative balance.
Correct.
As they said at the rehab, they said, you're very fortunate because in the last year, you're one of a few people that have recovered so well in such a short amount of time. But it's now not to allow any slack to occur and keep moving forward and keep everything moving and try to get the most gains. And, you know, there's so many different functions of a stroke where you can never talk again, you may never move again, but in this case, we're trying to take where we're already at and make it better. And a lot of it has to do with motivation, but a lot of it has to do with, I believe, the patient has to want to increase as much as you want them to, or actually more, as I always say. I says, if you don't repair, nobody will care as much as you. And the fact that they agree with that, that's great. So the question is, yeah, there's physical therapy, and we're trying to learn from the therapist, because you only get so much time. As you said, if you get 1 hour a week, yeah, so right now we're getting 2 hours a week, but it's all making progress. But the physical part is what I'm more interested in than the vocal, and I don't want to take any more time because you already had a great idea.
Thank you. Let me interrupt you. Can the person feed him or herself alone?
Yeah.
So they have good control of the hands. There's no food spillage off the fork or anything like that. All of that motor part is good?
No, they actually went out and had lunch the other day.
Very good. And so then the chewing is fine and all that. And so it sounds like you said some motivational issues, which could be, of course, the same question I have almost every day of my life. Why? Why go on? You know, it depends on your perspective. But again, you know, it's a reasonable question. I'm wondering about this person's support group. I'm wondering if any of her interaction takes place among other stroke patients.
No.
Can this patient, because I used to do groups of stroke patients, and it's very nice to have other stroke patients around because all of them are different, but they understand and are sympathetic with each other's problems, and they can help each other. So we used to play something like, I don't know if it was poker or go fish or whatever, some simple card game. And if one could read but not speak, then the other one who couldn't read but spoke, they just took turns doing things for each other. So I'm thinking of some support system, and I think that's going to be incredibly difficult. What are the motor things you're concerned about? Is it really the concern about balance and falling again that's the issue? Do the legs walk fine? Is there any stumbling? Can they get up and down fine? But is the real fear about falling?
Well, the real fear is uncharted waters. Not ever being in this arena and not having anybody in an entire family, meaning external family, relatives, not ever being in a stroke environment, this is all new. But,
yeah,
some of it is the weakness of muscles is creating the little stumbling and the balance.
Dr. Margaret, Joey, hold that thought, please. We'll be right back going into another break. Joe, can you stay through the bottom of the hour?
I'll stay a little longer.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. Oh, it's thinning everywhere. I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Around a dozen wildfires are blazing across California. In the northern part of the state, the Kincade Fire that broke out Wednesday has been eating up land at a rapid pace.
Currently, the fire stands at 16,000 acres. We have made 5% containment. We do have 49 structures confirmed destroyed.
CAL FIRE's Mike Park says evacuation orders for as many as 2,000 residents remain in effect. Longtime Congressman Elijah Cummings will be laid to rest in Baltimore this morning, a funeral service getting underway shortly. It will include remarks from former Presidents Barack Obama and Bill Clinton, as well as Hillary Rodham Clinton and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. A new deal between GM and the UAW is expected to be approved in a vote that wraps up later today. And this is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, Dr. Margaret is with us in Spain. Joe is in Michigan, USA Prepares Instructor. David is on hold in Illinois, USA Prepares Instructor. And Dr. Margaret, you were talking about multiple times per week. Is that enough for Joe's stroke patient, just having, you know, 2 hours or 1 hour twice a week? Is that enough, or does Joe need to supplement that?
My personal opinion is multiple times a day. I would suggest working sessions of possibly 5, 10, 15, 30 minutes, whatever the patient can tolerate, multiple times a day. to begin the day, in the middle of the day, at the end of the day. Twice a week, who can remember what they did before?
That's not enough.
This is a joke. This is getting the body and mind and the whole person operating. Can't do that 2 hours a week. How many hours of TV do people watch a day now?
No, you're
right.
How many
hours of football game?
At the rehab, they were doing 4 hours a day, and then they would rest a day, and they needed that rest, and that's why the progress was made. And that was the big concern when you go back to, throw them on the side, we'll give you time, you know, you'll lose that. But the problem is not knowing what's the proper exercise.
They don't tell you what the proper exercise is in the rehab?
I wasn't at the rehab. You know, I wasn't
privy
to, the person, you know, the stroke.
Well, they need a companion. They can't be there alone. Somebody has to accompany.
Right.
What are you going to expect?
In the hospital, but now when we go to the next place, yeah, that's a few more days a week, and there's going to be, and I'm trying to sit in on those to see what they're doing. And they're really cautious about this because this isn't about a cure. Our medical system is a complete joke. Our medical system, the worst food, not the quantity, but the quality of the food that I've seen in that hospital, the only place the food could possibly be worse was at the elementary, well, at all schools, not just elementary. I mean, the food they fed them was food you'd never buy for yourself. That was great. And medication is another thing because the more medication you have, the more side effects you have, and then you need more medication to offset side effects. So I firsthand, between the court system for a traffic ticket, I've seen how fumbled that is, and now the medical system. And granted, what they've achieved in the short 5 weeks is incredible, but they didn't only want a certain amount of, and you're not privy to this. I mean, somebody should make a video how to train, how to move a stroke victim, you know, at least this way. And it don't even have to be that. It's how we trained our family member, blah, blah, blah. So other people that don't know, what do you call them? A personal trainer? Not a personal trainer. Well, the therapist.
They call them coaches, don't they?
What do they call them?
They call them a coach.
They call them like physical therapists, occupational therapists.
Those
people should have videos out. So even a person, and I'm going to check YouTube. I never thought about that. But I'm going to, just to see what it is they're doing for movement. You know, because you're right. When you have a baby, you move the leg back and forth. You move the arm up and down. That's given them motor sensory skills. You laugh, you smile, and that's because they're learning about cognitism. You know, it's like when you have a dog. When you get a little dog, you can't expect it to know what a 5-year-old dog knows, you know, because it's just like you go to a foreign country and you don't know the language. But I don't want to hog the
time.
It's called training.
We have to train, and with your person, we have to retrain. I'm sorry to interrupt you. You're making me get sad and angry, okay? About the system, and yes, what do we do? Let me interrupt here because I do have an idea that might be helpful. I'm very concerned about the person being unstable and feeling unbalanced. It happened to me with head injuries. It happened to me after a stroke. You just don't want to fall down again. Now, in my younger life and throughout my adult life, and it's not fun, you know, I tell people who have any doubt about balance, I say, get a walker. What are you doing? You know, and a cane is pretty awkward to handle unless you have two canes, which is, you know, two sticks in your hand. That's not real easy either. I like having a walker around, you know, in the house. That way you can do some of the training, walk the longer distances. If you're in a rehab center in a hospital, they'll have a treadmill to walk on and run, et cetera. But I would make sure to try to get to a point where the person feels more stable. I'm thinking the muscles. Now, let me say this. I was thinking this before. Balance is not only a thing of muscles. Balance has relationship to vision and the eyes. balance is really extremely connected to the inner ear. It's called the cochlea and inner ear canals, and there can have been damage in there. And inner ear damage and balance problems are common in older folks. That inner ear tends to get a little bit out of order. It also could have been something to the back of the brain. Regardless of the cause, if we know they're concerned about their own balance and feel unstable, first of all, hold them by the arm when they walk. Help them get up, even if they don't want it to. But now I'm thinking, put bars on your hallway walls. If I don't know if this person's going up and down steps. The bathtub should have those stick suction bars that are all around so that if the person feels unsteady, they can hold, or just to get in and out of the bathtub. But I'm doing ballet or Tai Chi exercises. You are on the wall, face the wall, you hold on to the bar, and then you do your leg bends, and you do your movements to the side, to the back, to the front, the other leg, to the side. Because it's about strength and what do you want to say?
Sorry. Somebody's breaking up. But you mentioned something about, I know she did a Tai Chi, which she thought was good. Norm had actually his autogenic training, which is very good because that's getting your mind in control. You have to get to a place in your mind to tell yourself that you have taken this obstacle back and now you're in control of this. When you can do that, you know, years ago I had a nervous breakdown. So for me, it took a long time, but I had nobody to ask. That's why I got to be so talented, because I had researched every possible scenario I could come up with. And everybody has a learning curve. Everybody gets kicked, and the harder you get kicked, the more you find out you don't want to be kicked, so you start to figure out how to protect yourself. And you start little by little, and you acclimate, and you float to a new level. But I don't want to take time, because I know David's on the phone. I appreciate what he's passed on. If you think about this, and Vince has you on a third time, because this is a growing, these are baby steps, we're all learning. I mean, this is an interesting topic, and nobody realizes a stroke or a brain injury, they're like one and the same, only different. Just one, you fell and hit your head, the other one, you have a trauma that occurred inside your body, and whether it was a rupture, whether it was a weeping, whether it was all of the above, and I guess her particular situation was in the stem, the brain stem. So that had, again, different effects. So they're all different.
And that's going to affect much more of the motor function as well. So I guess you've probably, as you've looked at online, the diagrams of the brain and the different lobes of the brain and what they each control. And when you say the brain stem, well, of course, that's lower. That's, you know, lower in the head, and it's head, and right above that is the occipital lobe, which controls much of your vision. So if you haven't done it before, do a little more, get into that. But I'm delighted to talk about it. I really appreciate you calling. Stay in touch. And this is the thing I want to say. If your person is so competent with communication, ask them what do they want to do. What are their goals?
We already know the goals. We just need to figure out motor sensory, if there's an accelerated way to get to it. You know, and Norm's, whatever I just said, autogenic training, that's a big part of it because it's reconvincing yourself. You know, when I had anxiety and panic disorders, I didn't even want to go into college.
Yeah.
Or if I had to crawl down the hall on my hands and knees to get to the bathroom because the room felt like it was caving in. I mean, and nobody knows where anybody else has been. You know, today I can look at that and think it was a joke. But there was a day and a time I felt like Bill Murray in Groundhog Day. And every day was, the alarm clock went off again. And But anyway, I don't want to talk about that. I want to let you get on with David's call because he's only got 15 minutes and there's another commercial. So he'll barely get in.
I just want to say this. Thank you. I'm interrupting you again. I'm going to repeat what I said before one time to Vincent. You have to be hard-headed. Okay, so it sounds like you're hard-headed or determined or tenacious, whatever word you'd like to use.
But
it's tough and you got to get it on. You know, you have to want it, and it's great to have support. Is there a group of aphasics? No. Can we set up one? Probably not physically. Can we do it through internet? That's my question that I'm going to be thinking about for a while.
That's a good.
Thank you so much for calling.
Thanks for your time. Thank you, Vince. Talk to you soon.
You're welcome. You're welcome, Joe. Thank you. David in Illinois, welcome. You're on with Dr. Margaret in Spain.
How you doing? I don't believe you spoke about this yet. Maybe you were going to. Now, when I was in college studying strokes, our doctors said the easiest stroke to understand and see in front of you, but yet the hardest to treat, was the frontal lobe. And since it caused so much change in personality, a lot of families would have one of the family members suffer from a frontal lobe stroke. And they were so pleased that their personality changed, they would not report it. And therefore, a stroke, yeah, there was many cases we learned about this. And then, since they were untreated, a stroke would happen, another stroke would occur. Now would go into a loss of life. And that's something that people need to be aware of. If you have somebody that's in your life that has a pattern that they do all the time for 30 years, all of a sudden, bam, it's changed. They're totally different. That's a sign that could be a very clear sign of a frontal lobe stroke. You know, and it's sad how they started researching this. They started researching it when all these parents were bringing these children in for frontal lobe lobotomies. And they realized how much that
Frontal lobe what?
Lobotomies. I'm surprised you don't know about that.
I do know about it. Freaking me out.
All right, we'll be right back with we're going into a break, David. Dr. Margaret, David is also an instructor, and he was in the sights of John Wayne Gacy, the mass murderer, and David escaped. We'll be right back with both of you.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
What
if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Talking about strokes, and David mentioned lobotomy in class, just as a point of history. A woman was born about 100 years ago, and her name was Rosemary Kennedy. She was the sister of John Fitzgerald Kennedy, President of the United States, daughter of Joe Kennedy. And when she was 23 years old, Joe Kennedy, her father, had her lobotomized and changed her for the rest of her life into a toddler. At 23, she became a toddler because she was lobotomized. David, please continue.
I'll just say this about the stroke. Most of your strokes that you're dealing with that I've worked around, they did have, some of them did have motor functions. And our doctors that were teaching us said, always remember, it's the patient going through it, not the family. Try to encourage, because there may not be a quick fix. But they often transfer the issue to them like it's their inconvenience, because they don't understand that there's nothing wrong with the body. For example, this one individual, their whole left side of their body seemed, they would walk around like it was in an accident. And the parents could not understand why this child, it's a brain thing. All you got to do is think hard enough. No. You got to support.
Okay, you're talking about the medieval period, right? I'm kidding. Yes. In fact, the film, I just heard a review on the radio, which is pretty terrorizing, because that, I don't know who's seen it that we're talking to right now, but it is about exactly that, and how children were often brought, you know, children who might have been in services and were a little bit, you know, problematic or whatever. Well, they'd stick a scalpel in there and just scramble up the frontal lobe. Okay? Yeah. And they'd send them up.
I'll get off here and let you talk.
Okay.
Okay, David, thank you so much.
Nothing else?
No,
you've
probably got other people. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you, David. Okay, David,
I'm glad you mentioned the thing about the sister of the JFK, and yes, that did happen in recent times. And look at what people do to each other, and look how important little parts of the brain are. Now, that person can survive physically without the frontal lobe, but the frontal lobe is where the intellect, the thought processing, and the inhibitions are located. So, nothing to play with. It's been done systematically, historically, by practicing physicians. Okay? Do we argue with that? That's a rhetorical question. Go ahead, Vincent.
Mm-hmm. In 1941, Joe Kennedy, the father of Rosemary, scheduled her for an experimental procedure, and it was designed to make mentally ill patients more docile. So they drilled holes in both sides of her head, inserted a spatula into her cranium near the frontal lobes, and turned and scraped. And Rosemary Kennedy emerged from surgery almost completely disabled. And she was absolutely stunningly beautiful prior to the procedure. It did not have to happen. And as a result, the family hid her away for decades, not to be seen, because they messed up. So, or Joe Kennedy did. And my understanding is Joe Kennedy did this without discussing it with his wife, the mother of Rosemary Kennedy, the third Kennedy to be born of that family. Absolutely horrific. And Dr. Margaret, as you were discussing the stroke with Joey, how important is immediate therapy? Meaning, if you have the stroke on day one, when should you get therapy? Can you wait a couple weeks, or do you need to start right now?
I don't like to wait. I'm very impatient. Of course, I'm also realistic, and I also know that rest and complete rest immediately is often necessary. That's why they frequently put people into a coma, induced, to give the brain some of the swelling, but to give the brain to do some of its natural healing. If that were me, I would make sure that there was a nice ambiance in the room. I would have some music playing, because music is another kind of language. It has patterns. I would want to be sure that it was bright and lighted on and off. They also need darkness. You know, it's like start gently. Just and maybe while they're in that condition, sit next to them for 2 hours holding their hand. You know, or singing a little song,
is TV,
or counting their fingers.
You're talking about interpersonal experiences rather than just sitting in front of a TV and say, here, just let the TV babysit.
Oh, and don't have any television. If they want to have anything, it can be music or it can be radio, but no.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.